Sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, the Law Hour is an educational service in the public interest, and I'm your narrator, George Gordon. The Law Hour, an editorial review, is heard nationally, 7 days a week here in the United States and in more than 75 countries around the world over the Internet. For more information about the Law Hour and editorial review, please visit our webpage at georgegordon.org. Again, georgegordon.org. Now, the Law Hour, an editorial review, brings you important information about law, news, and current events. So stay tuned for tonight's special report on Social Security when we come back. You know, when the federal income tax was launched back in 1913, the tax was levied only on the super wealthy, the richest one-half of 1% of the population with a top tax rate of only 7%. Today, of course, the fears of those early opponents of the income tax have been more than fully justified and realized, because by the end of Herbert Hoover's term, the top tax rate had jumped from 1% to 60%, and by the time Franklin Roosevelt was done, that top tax rate had increased to 91%, and the tax had been dramatically expanded to seize the incomes of the middle class for the first time. Now, in 1913, the average family had to work until January 30th to earn enough money to satisfy the tax man at all levels this year. The average American family works through May 12th in order to earn enough to pay their federal, state, and local tax bills. Now, that's nearly 4.5 months. Now, when you compare this to the plight of medieval serfs, says economist Daniel J. Mitchell, they only had to give the lord of the manor a third of their output, and they were considered slaves. Now, what does that make us? This income tax and Social Security also violate 3 of the 10 commandments. The income tax and Social Security violates 8 statutes of the Old Covenant, including our English common law. Now, this income tax and Social Security tax are 2 criminal activities. The income tax is the 2nd plank to the Communist Manifesto. Social Security is the 8th plank to the Communist Manifesto. That's why I contend that you owe it to yourself to at least ask the question, do I really want to participate in this kind of criminal activity? If you'd like more information about tax and status, just call the law school at 417-273-4967. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967, and be sure to ask for my free general law CD package, would you? Now, that's a 4-hour commentary on the law school. It's entertaining, it's educational, it's informative, and best of all, it's free of charge. Just call and ask for it. Tax and status now, the school is available on compact disc for adult home education. You don't have to come to school here. We'll take the school to you and teach you right there in your own home. If you're online, you can go to the website, georgegordon.org, click onto the email and send an email request for your free general law CD package. Why don't you do that right now before you forget? That's georgegordon.org, or call direct 417-273-4967. All right, last time we were talking about Social Security. Social Security, the costs that are involved in it. I showed you how Social Security started out. 1935, we took a look at some of the numbers. 1950, the total amount being taxed was $3,600. The tax rate was 2.25%. The maximum amount of tax paid, $81 a year. That's increased. It's increased by 14,400%. That's right. You know, from $81 a year to $11,658, that's a 14,400% increase. If you take a look at the amount of wages being taxed, that is $3,600, now the maximum tax being levied is against $76,200. That's a 2,100% increase. If you take a look at the number of people that are paying into the program, it went from 80 to 1 in 1940. It's now down to 2 to 1 in 2005. That's a 4,000% change. Hey, we're starting to talk about some real money, as old Everett Dirksen used to say, you know, a billion here, a billion there, and pretty soon you're starting to talk about real money. Now, the president, of course, he came up with an idea. He said, well, we need a privatization. We need to privatize these accounts. I think he's right. I think he's right. I think the president's right. I think we need to privatize these accounts. I think we need to let you people out there have your own money and let you invest it any damn way you want to. And if you lose it all, too bad for you. If you want to invest it in the stock market, get after it. What I oppose about the president's program is that he wants to give you your money. He wants to privatize your Social Security, but he wants to tell you where it is you have to invest your money, and you have to invest it in the stock market. How come you can't invest it in real estate? How come you can't invest it in foreign stocks and bonds? How come you can't invest it in your own business? I don't know. The president's got an agenda. He wants you to invest in stocks and bonds. That's wonderful for Goldman Sachs and for the stock institutions on Wall Street, but I don't know that I want to do that. In fact, I tell you right now, I don't want any part of it. I avoid stocks and bonds like I avoid AIDS, herpes, and VD. But I think I ought to have my money to invest my way. And I think you ought to have your money to invest your way. But I want to show you this program, what happens to your Social Security money. Have you ever done the arithmetic? I mean, you know, every week, money is being taken out of your paycheck and paid over to Social Security. And they give you credit for that. They write that number down. In fact, if you want to, just go to the Social Security office nearest you, walk in there, give them your Social Security number, and ask them, how much money have I paid in? And they'll just push the buttons, and it comes right up on the computer screen, and they'll say, well, you paid in $12,000, you paid in $50,000, you paid in $100,000, here's how much money you've paid in so far. They can tell you that. It's right there. Then you need to ask yourself, okay, assuming that I retired today, what does the law provide? And they'll tell you that too. They'll say, well, you know, if you were 65 and you were retiring today, you'll get $805 a month. You'll get $1,116.20 a month. Whatever it is that you're entitled to, they can tell you based upon what you've paid in. And they'll do that. If you want information about Social Security, all of the numbers that I'm giving you here comes from the Social Security website. I didn't dream these numbers up. Last program, you know, when I told you that here's how much you were paying in 1950 and here's the way the tax rate went up, you know, I said that Social Security tax rate in 1983 was 9.35%. Where do you think I got that number? Do you think I just dreamed up 9.35%? No, I tell you, boys and girls, I got it off the Social Security website. Now, if you can't believe your government, who can you believe? Huh? Just ask yourself, if you can't believe your government, who can you believe? All right, so we went to Social Security. We got the information from the Social Security webpage. And they'll tell you the same numbers that I'm giving you right here. And then you can make your own decision. I mean, if you think Social Security is so good, stick with the program. I'm not here to switch you from Social Security to private accounts. I'm not here to get you to resign your Social Security number and kiss her off and lose out on all those wonderful benefits. I'm not here to persuade you to do one thing or the other. The Law Hour is an educational program in the public interest. We just give you the facts and figures, and you go out there and do your thing. I do make recommendations. I always tell people, well, here's what I did, and here's the results I got. And I'm an old man, and God told me, he said, go to the hoary head. Now, you take a look at my hair, what's left of it, and you'll see that it's very hoary. It's white. White. That means gray. You go to the gray hair. You go to the gray-haired old man or that gray-haired old lady. We've been around for a while, and we've been watching this thing come down, so all of you pimply-faced punks out there could come to us when we've got gray hair and say, hey, pops, what happened back during the olden days, during the Depression? And, you know, just step right up here, Sonny, and I'll tell you. I was there, and I can tell you about rationing in World War II, about how we used ration cards and how the black market works. Yeah, I know how that works. I can tell you. How to make money on the black market, I know how that game's played. So God told us in the Bible, he said, go to the hoary head, you know, and ask. Just ask this old fart if he knows what he's talking about, you know, and he'll probably tell you. Now, I'm not here to convince people that I'm right or wrong. I'm just here to give out information if you want it. If you don't like it, turn the dial. Sometimes people write me an email. They call me names, and they tell me that I'm stupid. Okay, I'll go along with that. Now, if you don't like what you're listening to here, just turn the dial and switch on to some acid rock or something more intelligent. Now, if you want to listen to Social Security, though, I got the facts and figures here. And my conclusion was, this is just Georgie Gordon now, but little Georgie Gordon woke up some years back and said, this Social Security is for the birds. The numbers don't add up. The numbers are bad. Now, I'm an old-timey businessman. I'm not very smart now. I didn't go to college. I don't want you college people out there to think that Georgie over here is pretty bright. No, I'm not very bright at all. I didn't go to college, and I didn't get my diploma, but I'm not brain dead. I'm not brain dead. And I was able to do the numbers on this, and I pointed out to you last time that the numbers, 14,400% increase in the amount of taxes that you're paying, or 2,100% is the amount that the Social Security has raised the amount of taxable income that they're taxing on, and the number of people that were paying into Social Security, and the number of people that are paying into it now, and the number of people that are drawn out has increased. This is a Ponzi scheme. I did the numbers. I can do these percentages. I can do these percentages. I'm a businessman. I work on the 2% principle. 2%. I buy it for a dollar. I sell it for $2. And there's my 2%, and I make it on that 2%. Now, if you can do your percentages, and you make it on 2%, I think you can probably make your business work. Works for me, probably work for you. So let's take a look at Social Security by the numbers. Let's suppose that you are a minimum wage earner, and you're making $5.10 an hour, $5.15, whatever it is. You work 40 hours a week, 50 weeks a year for 45 years. With the current Social Security tax rate of 16.1%, you're going to pay in about $1,770 a year in payroll and withholding taxes. Now, that's your Social Security tax. Comes right out of your payroll withholding taxes, $1,770 a year. Now, somebody's going to say, but Gordon, don't you know that my employer pays half that tax? And then I say, boys and girls, you fools, you blind, you nitwits, employers don't pay any taxes at all. None. Zero. Zilch. You see, boys and girls, I'm an old-time employer. I never paid a dime in tax for any employee, and neither does any other employer. It's a ruse. We're tricking you. And that's because when you're flipping burgers at McDonald's, the guy that pays the tax ultimately is the consumer. See, we price all of that right into the Big Mac. That's why we charge $1.39 for a Big Mac. See, that's a 5-cent hamburger. The price of hamburgers have not gone up since 1930. The price of a hamburger in 1913 was a nickel, and it's still a nickel today. The other $1.34 is tax. And so, as a businessman, the government has imposed upon me the duty to collect that tax and pay it over to them. That's all I'm doing. I'm still charging a nickel for my hamburger. But I'm charging $1.39 for the hamburger and paying $1.34 to the government, and I keep the nickel. It's always been that way. And so, when you're working for me, boys and girls, it is true that I pay you $5.10 an hour, and then I take out of your check about 6-7%, and then I put in 9%, you know, out of our $1.39 for that hamburger. But I just wanted you to know that you're creating and producing all of it. You workers out there produce all the wealth in America, every damn dime of it. Don't ever forget that. You electricians, you plumbers, you carpenters and mechanics, you produce every damn dime of that $11 trillion of the gross domestic product. Well, not quite all of it. See, the government's doing a good job now. I think they're producing about 26% of the GDP. It's called borrowed money. They just create it right out of thin air. So what that means is your GDP isn't $11 trillion a year. It's more like about 9. But of that 9, you produce every damn dime. Now, if you had taken this money, the $1,770, you know, if we employers and government just got the hell out of your lives, boys and girls, and let you have your own money, let you have this whole $1,770, you burger flippers at McDonald's, and you just took that money and invested it in U.S. savings bonds at a rate of 5% compounded annually on average, starting in the year 2000 and continuing through the year 2045. Let's just take some young kid, 16, 17, 18 years old, you know, maybe just getting out of high school, and goes to work for McDonald's, never does anything constructive or intelligent with his life like getting a law degree and becoming a jurisprudence. Never goes into government and becomes president of the United States. Just stays there flipping burgers for the next 45 years. Can you follow that? From the year 2000 through the year 2045. Okay? Do you know how much money you'd have in the bank when you got through? Do you know how much money that would amount to? Well, if you put in $1,770 this year, and the next year you put in $1,770 plus the 5% you got on the $1,770 this year, and you just compounded that out for 45 years, you'd have $282,726.71. If you got a pen and paper, write that down. That's important. $282,000. That'll do. 282,000.00. Can you do that? Now, that $282,000 in the bank, do you know how much that would pay you every year at 5% interest? Well, it would give you an annual income of $14,136.34. So your $282,000 in the bank would be paying you $14,000 a year, and you'd never have to dip into your $282,000. Now, that's $1,178 a month, forever. And when you died, you'd still have the whole $282,000 to pass on to your children. Now, you don't get that with Social Security. So you're going to pay in the $1,770 a year, because that's what your payroll taxes are. You're going to pay that in for 45 years. And the government's going to give you back $500 a month, $500 a month, and you're going to live for about 10 years on average. They're going to write you 120 checks for $500. You know how much that is? About $60,000. So you're going to get some money back. Now, there was a time when Social Security was a hell of a deal. That's the way they got everybody into it. See, in a Ponzi scheme, what you do is you invest $5 and get $50 back. The guy running the Ponzi scheme offers you $50 at some future date for the $5 you give him today. He goes out and signs up a lot of other people, and he actually pays the first people in here their $50, because by now he's got hundreds of people sending him $5 bills. Pretty soon, though, he runs out of enough people, and that's what happened to the government. See, they've got everybody involved in Social Security now. When they started off, they just started off with industrial workers, then they added the farmers, then they added the housewives, and then they added this and that and another thing, and now they got everybody involved. There aren't any more people out there that don't belong to Social Security. Well, 5%, 14 million, but let's not quibble over statistics, shall we? Now get this. When you pay your money in, you burger flippers, $282,000 is what you'd have. Now that's $250,000 plus, you know, $250,000. And you could pass that on to your children after you had $14,000 a year, $1,170, that's about $1,200 a month. Now let's note that for purposes of simplicity, I'm going to leave out inflation as a factor, since your cost of living adjustments are designed to keep inflation's effects to a minimum. They don't, but they're designed to do that. That's what they tell you. They lie a lot. Government lies a lot. So if inflation is 3% and your check goes up 3%, and since the rate on your bonds or bank accounts is generally higher than inflation, these totals would also go up. So by leaving inflation out of this equation, we can get an equally clear picture of the relative financial status without the need to do a lot of unnecessary math. So take your Social Security. Social Security is going to take $1,770 a year for 45 years, whether you like it or not. Now that totals, just multiply that out. 45 years, 1770, at $79,666.20. Just round it off to $80,000. That's what Social Security is going to take. Now, when you stop paying into Social Security and you start drawing out at age 65, you're entitled to $500 a month, you know, current law. And on average, you're going to die at age 75. So you're going to be drawing out about $60,000. Social Security is going to charge you $19,666.20 to administer the fund for you. Now, this is assuming the amount that they charge you per month and the amount that you've paid in per month go up at the same rates. Now, that's a condition which is increasingly unlikely to be met. Now, no insurance company or pension fund could take your money and pay you back anything less than you paid in. But Social Security, it's the only institution now that can pay back to you $2 out of every $3 that you pay in. And this is for those of you that only earn minimum wage. It gets worse if you earn more money. All right, so let's figure this out. Now, you're going to pay in $80,000 and get $60,000 of it back. Now, that's the best possible deal that you can get out of Social Security. They're going to charge you $20,000 to write you 120 checks. Now, let me see here. Let's take $20,000 and let's divide that by 120 checks. And they're going to charge you $166.67 for each check they write. Now, here I'm going to make you do. Send me your $1,770, okay? At the end of 45 years, I, George Gordon, will personally give you back all of your money. Interest free. I'm not going to charge any interest, and I'm not going to pay any interest. I'm just going to use your money, and I'm going to use your money for 45 years, but I'm going to give you back $20,000 more than the government. I'm going to give you back all of your money, the whole $80,000 that you paid in. Now, that's a better deal than the government gives you. In fact, you can buy that deal with any insurance company in America, and it's called an annuity. Annuity. So if George Bush, you know, came along and he said, look, you people are better off if we let you keep all of your Social Security money, give it to any insurance company in America under current law, and they got to give you back at least as much as you paid in, which is about one-third better than Social Security is going to give you poor people at the low end of the income scale. I think George Bush would be doing you a big favor. But he's not proposing that. He says you poor people out there have to invest your money in stocks and bonds. Boys and girls, stocks and bonds have never made anybody a dime. They're a loser. They've always been a loser. They're designed to be a loser. And they're especially a loser when you buy stocks over time and then you cash out. And you make more dollars. And people are mesmerized by the fact that, gosh, I bought the stock for $50 and I sold it for $100. I made a $50 profit. You fools, you blind, you people who lack understanding. If you bought stock in 1980 and you sold it in 2000, and if the stock went from $50 to $100, you didn't make a nickel. You broke even because the purchasing power of the dollar dropped by 50% over that 20-year period. I know, these are bad news bears, I gotta tell you. But stocks don't make any money. In fact, if you bought stock in 1968, you broke even in 1998, 30 years later. If you stayed in the market until March of 2000, you lost your ass. Again, you lost your ass in 68. You bought back into the market, and you let them have the money for 30 years. You broke even in 1998. If you stayed in for 36 months, you lost her all again. Now, that's stocks, and that's what the president's advocating, and that's what the opponents of privatization are opposed to. And I think the opponents to privatization are 100% correct, and I'm not even a Democrat. I'm not even a Democrat. Of course, I'm not a Republican either, so don't call me dirty names, you know, until you get all the facts. Now, let's take a look here at presidential hopeful George W. Bush. Now, he's not hopeful anymore. He's our president. He wants to give you low-income workers a 2% rebate on your Social Security taxes. Now, that's a 20% cut. And he keeps talking about is this 20% of the money that you pay in. This money that your employer pays in doesn't count. He's going to give you your money that you pay in. So you can invest in your own retirement. Isn't that special? Now, here's what that means. You're going to have $177 a year to invest. $177 for 45 years. So let me, little Georgie Gordon, recommend lottery tickets. And the amount of money you'd win on average at Powerball or Pick 3 can't be any worse than what the average unsophisticated investor is going to make in the stock, bond, or commodities market with your $177 a month. And I almost forgot, that this cut in what you pay in will necessitate a cut in what you take out. So the president says, well, we're going to let you have your $177 so you can invest it in the stock market. Okay, well, if you opt into this program, say a 10% or better cut in the payouts, which means that in order to get your $177 a year in money to invest, you give up $600 a year in Social Security benefits. Got that? God, no wonder these opponents to Social Security privatization, they're screaming their lungs out. The president's going to give you $177 so that you can go invest it in the stock market. And then they're going to cut your Social Security benefits by $600 a year. Well, God, that's a hell of a deal for government. Can't blame them for that. Of course, it doesn't make any difference anyway, because your Social Security program is going to go belly up at some point in the future anyway. So you're not going to get your Social Security money. All of you people out there say, well, we're going to get our Social Security. Oh, my God. Excuse me, boys and girls. You got a jelly bean jar over here, and it's got 1,000 jelly beans in it. You put two in, you take one out. You put two in, you take one out. At some point in time, the jelly bean jar is going to overflow and flow out onto the floor. Let's try it again. You got 1,000 jelly beans in the jar. You take two out, and you put one in. You take two out, and you put one in. Boys and girls, at some point in time, the jelly bean jar is going to go empty. It's going to have no more jelly beans in it. They're all going to be gone. Can you figure that out? So the president's got a cure for your jelly bean jars going empty. He's got a solution to your problem, privatization. Privatization, I think, is the right solution. He just doesn't have the right privatization program. You know, privatization means that we're going to let you decide what's good for you. Government comes along and says, no, you people aren't smart enough to figure out what's good for you. Number one, we're going to take your money and put it into Social Security, and then when that Ponzi scheme goes belly up, then we're going to require that you take that same money and that you invest it where we tell you to. They call that privatization. Now, I want to suggest a wild new departure from that scheme. Let's try privatization. Let's let you have your money. You just go invest your money any place you want to. And if you win, great. And if you lose, too bad. And that's the program that I got involved in. And I said, yeah, that's a pretty good program. Well, hang on. We got to take our break here. It's the midway point. We're going to come back and take a look at the middle income worker. This is the guy, you know, Joe Sixpack, the carpenters, plumbers, and electricians, you know, all of us tradespeople out there. Hang on, we'll come back and see what government's going to do to you with your Social Security program. You're listening to The Law Hour, an editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week in the United States, worldwide over the Internet. For more information about the Law School and The Law Hour, please go to our website. It's georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. The Law School teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy and procedure, business law, agricultural law, civil rights, and biblical law from the scriptural perspective. Now, the law school is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school. It's open to individuals by prearrangement. The law school conducts a homeschooling program for adults on compact disc. For more information, just go to our homeschooling page on the website at georgegordon.org. The Law Hour, the website, is updated weekly. It has our radio log, schedule, and archives. It can be accessed through the website at georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. Remember, the Law Hour is carried worldwide on the Internet. All of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date. The Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest, and the Law Hour brings you timely reports on law, science, education, politics, religion, news, and current events 7 days a week. Keep in mind, the law school offers a free 4-hour introductory CD package. To order yours, just call the law school and ask for it. Number's 417-273-4967. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, the opinions, beliefs, comments, views, and expressions that you hear on this program are mine and mine alone. They don't necessarily represent the beliefs and opinions of the advertiser, sponsors, management, or staff of the network or of the radio station. But as Rush Limbaugh would say, they should represent those views. But for more information about the Law Hour and editorial review, just go to the website georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org, or call direct 417-273-4967. All right, we're talking about Social Security, that third rail of politics. Now, we analyzed the low-income minimum wage worker. He gets ripped off, but he only gets ripped off for one-third of his money, about a third. He's going to pay in $80,000. He's going to collect about, you know, $60,000. Let me get this number out here again. He's going to pay in $80,000. He's going to collect about $60,000. So he's going to get, in round numbers, $20,000 less than he pays in. So he's going to get $60,000 out of his $80,000 back. So they're going to charge you $20,000 to give you $60,000, is what it boils down to. Charge you $20,000 to give you $60,000, so they're going to hold out about one-third. Now, if you're a middle-income worker, and this is where your average blue-collar worker fits in, you're going to earn about $35,000 a year. So using the above formula, you're going to be paying about $5,600 a year in payroll and withholding taxes. Now, remember, this is 16%. The 16% is half from you, half from your employer, but you produce 100% of it. Don't ever forget that. You're producing 100% of it. And your employer will not be paying you as much as he would otherwise be paying you to make up for all of the money that he has to send in your name to the feds. So let me back up here and explain this to you. See, you're working for $10 an hour. And then the shop rate in your shop is $25. This is capitalism at its best. And I'm your boss, and I'm an old-timey employer, and so I'm charging $25 an hour here in our shop, but I'm paying you $10 an hour. Do you know that I'm making $10 an hour? Every hour you work, Joe, you make 10 bucks, and I make 10 bucks, and we're charging 25. So I take $5 of that, and I pay my overhead and expenses, and that includes all those withholding taxes, you know, like unemployment insurance and workman's compensation. Joe, I'm not furnishing workman's compensation because I love you, because I like you, because you're a nice guy. I'm doing that because that's what the law requires. I have to do it whether I want to or not. And so I just add it into the price, and the customer that comes in the door pays for that. Those are called hidden taxes, and hidden taxes represent 16% of everything that we create and produce. Yeah, 16%, called hidden taxes. When McDonald's makes a hamburger, they're paying 257 hidden taxes. That is you. When you go in to buy it, 257 hidden taxes. You see, all these taxes are added on to the prices of the products that we all buy. So when McDonald's buys hamburger and they're paying a dollar a pound for it, don't forget that the people that made the hamburger over at Armor Star had to pay their withholding taxes. So Armor Star just added those withholding taxes for their employees into the price of the hamburger. So McDonald's buys the hamburger a dollar a pound. And then they turn around and they sell that hamburger. And they add in your employment taxes. There's a cumulative effect. In fact, there's 257 of these cumulative effects. So, okay, Joe, you're making $5,600 a year now in payroll and contributions that goes in your name. Now, somebody gave you the impression that there's a box in there that says Joe Sixpack on it. And so your employer is sending in these $100 bills, and they're sticking these $100 bills into Joe Sixpack's trust fund, the Social Security Trust Fund. Have you ever heard that name? What a crock of BS. Take a look at the amount a self-employed person has to pay, and you'll see that it's double what a non-self-employed person supposedly pays. Double, see? For instance, if you're working over here at Ace Plumbing Company, and Ace Plumbing Company is paying in 9% and you're paying in 7%, this is into Social Security. You create all of it. Your employer, he gets to show you, hey, I'm a nice guy. I'm paying 9% of this for you. Now, the customer is paying $25 an hour. Out of $5 an hour, I'm paying the whole 9%. Then out of your $10 an hour, Joe, I'm taking 7% out of your 10 bucks an hour. You got that? I'm taking 70 cents. You're ending up with $9.30. I'm ending up with $10. And out of the $5, I'm paying these taxes and overhead. I come out of this deal better as your employer, Joe, than you do. Don't ever forget that, Joe. I'm your employer. You produce all of the labor. You produce all of the profit. You produce all of the revenue stream. And then I take 10 bucks and I give you $9.30. Government ends up with 30 cents and produces nothing. Isn't that just special? All right, but it gets better than that. Take a look at the amount that a self-employed person has to pay, and you'll see it's double what a non-self-employed person supposedly pays. But if we invested this 15% out of our wages, out of our profits, invested in U.S. savings bonds at 5%, and the reason I keep suggesting U.S. savings bonds is what could be safer than a U.S. government bond? Huh? Huh, meathead? 5%. This means that over a 45-year period, you're going to end up with a principal balance. Write this down, Joe. $5,600 a year, 45 years, 5%. 5% compounded annually would give you $894,320.96. Joe, that's $900,000. That's 0.9 million dollars, which would yield $44,716.05 a year. Joe, you could retire on $3,726 a month forever. You got $900,000 in the bank, $3,700 a month coming in, $44,000 in annual income, and you'd still have the whole $900,000 to leave your kids when you died. Now, that's what would happen if you had privatization. That's why I'm such a strong advocate of privatization. That's what I did. I took my $141,000 and I invested it. I came out smelling like a rose, but I didn't invest it in stocks and bonds. That's what the government, that's what George Bush tells you, you got to invest in stocks and bonds. And I'm sitting here saying, well, you'll starve to death doing that. Harry Reid was on TV the other day, said this stock and bond thing over here is a crock of baloney. God, old Harry's got that right. Of course, he wants to leave Social Security as is. And what he ain't telling you is that Social Security is a Ponzi scheme and it's going belly up anyway, but it ain't going belly up right away. It's going belly up in 10, 20, 30 years from now. We don't have to face reality for a while. Well, I'm a businessman, and when I see that my company is running in the red, we got to face reality right now and turn this around today, not next week. Today! Let's get after it. All right. Now, let's take a look at Social Security. Here's what Social Security is going to give you, Joe. Remember, you're taking $5,600 a year for 45 years. That comes to $252,000. Just multiply it out. 5,600 times 45. Get your trusty Texas Instrument sharp calculator out there, and that's what they're going to, the number's going to come up on your little screen over there. That's $250,000 bucks, Joe. You're going to put in $252,000 whether you like it or not. The government's going to take $250,000. Then when you retire at age 65, you're going to be eligible for payments of $804 a month. That's what I was. They said, George, little Georgie, you can get $804 a month. Now, that's a grand total of $96,480. So here you are. You pay in $252,000 and they're going to give you back $100,000. They're going to charge you $150,000 to write those 120 checks. Remember, you're going to die in 10 years. When you retire at age 65, boys and girls, you've got 120 months left on average. So they're going to charge you $150,000. Now, write $150,000 into your sharp and divide that by 120 months. They're going to charge you $1,250 per check. Get this. You Social Security recipients, you people who were smart and stayed in the system and weren't dumb like Georgie Gordon and got out, and you're getting your $804 a month. It's $839 now. I talked to a buddy the other day. They raised it 3%. You're getting $850 a month. Did you know that they're charging you $1,250 to write you that check? My God, Joe, give me your $252,000. Give me the $252,000. Let me divide that out. $252,000 divided by 120. And I'll guarantee I'll give you $2,100 a month, not $850. I'll give you $2,100 a month. I'll give you all of your money back, Joe. Every damn dime of it. Interest-free, of course. I won't pay you any interest. I'll take your money and use it like the insurance companies do for 45 years and get rich off of your money over there. But hell, I won't rip you off $1,250 a month to write you one crummy check. I'll give you $2,100 a month. And so will any insurance company in America. Did you know that? Give any insurance company in America $5,600 a year for 45 years, and they'll give you back $2,100 a month. And you'll lose your ass. And you want to know why? Because the $2,100 that they're going to give you back are inflated dollars. They're going to pay you back less than you paid in. You're taking it in the shorts in both ends here with Social Security. Number one, you're taking it in the shorts because they're giving you back less than you paid in. Number two, you're taking it in the shorts because the dollars are giving you back by half or a quarter or 10% of what they bought when you paid it in. You take it in the shorts both directions. And then George Bush comes along and says, geez, let me give you $177 a month, you burger flippers. So you can do what? Buy lottery tickets for crying out loud? No, boys and girls, the money is made with the 2% principle. Don't ever forget the 2% principle. You buy it for a dollar and you sell it for two. Can you remember that? Buy it for one and sell it for two. You make it on 2%. Now get this. Under Bush's proposed program, you're going to end up with $560 a year to invest, though. Hey, Joe, $560 a year to invest. While this is better than before and can allow you to set aside a nest egg of roughly $89,000 when you retire. If invested at the same 5% compound interest, you'll still be over $66,000 down from what you paid in or were made to invest. And why is that? Well, because you're going to lose some benefits. See, Joe, they're going to let you have this money to invest, but they're going to deduct it at the other end off of your Social Security. So 5% isn't going to make it. You got to make 10 to make up for what they're going to take out. God, the Democrats got it right. The Republicans' program, this privatization, is a ripoff. But then Social Security was a ripoff in 1935. It's always been a ripoff. It's just that now they not only want to rip you off, they want to screw you, blue you, and tattoo you at the same time. That's the insane part. And I'll tell you what the problem is. And see, we all went to public school. We all went to public school and got dumbed down. Hell, I couldn't count till I was 37. But boy, when this guy taught me how to count, boy, I've been the same since. You come here to the Gordon Law School, and we're going to teach you how to count. You come to my business school, and we're going to show you how to count. And boy, when you leave here, you ain't never going to be the same. Don't write me a letter now. Tell me about my ain't. If George Bush can use George Bush speak, then George Gordon can use George Gordon speak. So get this. Under the Bush program, you get $560. You can invest that. Now, while this is better than before and can allow you to set aside a nest egg of about $90,000 when you retire, if invested at 5%, you're still going to be over $66,000 losers from what you paid in and were made to invest. And remember that 10% cut in your Social Security check, well, that means you get $9,648 less from the government over a 10-year period and raises your shortfall to about $75,000. Now, the chances of you being able to raise the average return from 5% a year over 45 years to 10% a year over that period, especially if you're untrained, is zero. It's close to zero. It doesn't exist. Well, I'm a businessman, and I can't do it, and I don't think you're going to do much better. So while Bush's plan makes things better, it's a matter of moving it from catastrophic to merely disastrous. Got that? What they're proposing here is that we move catastrophic to disastrous. Is that what you want to buy into? Now listen, you people with PhDs, all of you smart people that went to college, all of you people that are doctors, dentists, and real estate brokers, and watch how you get screwed. Now, you professionals and others that are in the high income brackets, that is, you're making $38 an hour. Remember that $76,200 a year? Okay. Well, you guys are putting in $11,658.60 a year. So that by the time you reach retirement age, you're going to have paid in $524,637. Now, if you got a pencil, they're sharpening it on both ends. Write this down. You professionals out there that are paying in the maximum Social Security tax, you're paying in $11,658 per year for 45 years. That's $525,000. That's a little over $500,000. That's what you're paying in. $500,000. Okay. Now, if you had that $500,000 and you just put it into the bank, you know, one of these certificates of deposit, or you invested in U.S. savings bonds, I mean, what could be safer than United States savings bonds at 5% average compounded annually for 45 years? Do you know how much money you'd have in the bank? Huh? Do you know? Well, let me tell you. If you invested that money in U.S. savings bonds at 5% interest over 45 years, it gives you a principal balance at the end of $1,861,880.34. Now, boys and girls, You rich people, you PhDs, all of you smart guys, you'd have $1.8 million. Can you write that down? You don't even have to be smart. Hell, you don't have to have a degree from college to take the money and put it in the damn bank, do you? I mean, you don't have to be too intelligent to go down here to the post office and buy a bond. You'd have $1.8 million. Well, at 5%, it would be yielding you $93,000. That's $90,000 a year. That's $7,757.84 a month. I mean, hell, you'd be getting $7,500 a month forever. I mean, hell, you could live to be 110. You'd be getting $7,500 a month until you died, and you'd still be leaving your kids $1.8 million when you died. Listen, boys and girls, you're paying this damn money in anyway, and when you die, your children don't get a dime. You've got no estate. Social Security is not property. It's a welfare scheme. That's what the Supreme Court called it in Fleming versus Nestor, a welfare scheme. Now, I'm not opposed to welfare schemes. My God, if you people want to join up with a welfare scheme, you want to participate in Social Security, be my guest. But I don't think you people ever looked at the numbers, did you? Now, let's see. Here's what you're going to get out of Social Security. You're going to pay in the same amount of money, whether you put it in the bank, put it in stocks and bonds, whether you put it in some investment program, whether you piss it away on airplane gas. You know, it doesn't make any difference. You're going to pay it in, like it or lump it. Well, it's either that or you go to prison. So you're paying this money in. Social Security is going to pay you $1,150 a month. You're going to work on this program. You're going to pay in this $500,000. And you know what you're going to get back? You top income people, $1,200 a month. So the burger flipper gets $500. The craftsman gets $850. And you smart guys, you get $1,200. $1,200 a month after you gave them $500,000. This means that if you live to be 75, which is about average, you're going to collect $138,000, rounded off to $150. You're going to pay $500 and get $150. Well, isn't that $350,000 that you're paying to have 120 checks written to you? Let's take $350,000. Okay, boys and girls, do that. Divide that by 120 checks, 10 years. That's $2,916, $2,900 per check. Come on. You mean to tell me that you need a guardian to write you a check and charge you nearly $3,000 per check? To write you 120 checks because you're so damn dumb, you can't manage your own money? Now, I don't deny it. There's a lot of you people out there that are incompetent jerks and nitwits, and you can't manage, you can't handle your money, and you do indeed need a guardian, as evidenced by the fact that you put your money in the bank every month, have checking accounts and credit cards. Obviously, you people can't count. That's why you put your money in the bank, and you have the credit card company send you a statement every month, because they do the arithmetic. They do the math for you. I want to suggest to you that you come to my business school. Now, my business school doesn't cost anywhere near the kind of money that we're talking about here, and I can teach you how to count in 5 days. I mean, 5 days. 5 days! I can teach you how to count. And when you get through here at the Gordon Business School and you learn how to count, you ain't never going to be the same since. And you probably won't be the same again. All right, now, can you do the arithmetic on this? Let me run over this again for you, all of you professionals out there. I know this is a shocker. You're making $38 an hour. $76,200 a year. You're paying about $12,000 a year into the program. That's $500,000. If you invested that same $500,000 over the same 45 years at 5% interest, you'd have $1.8 million in the bank paying you $7,500 a month. Government's going to give you $1,200 a month. Would you rather have $7,500 a month or $1,200? Would you rather have $1.8 million to leave to your estate, to leave to your children, or leave them nothing? Choice is yours. You're paying the same amount of money in anyway. Like it or lump it. Now, I would contend that anybody that's smart enough to make $76,200 a year is smart enough to do private business. You know that? I just find it hard to believe that you smart people with degrees after your names can't figure out how to do business without having the government charge you $3,000 a month to send you $1,200. Can you believe that? You stay into Social Security now, all you doctors, dentists, and all of you professional people, and you're going to pay the government $3,000 a month to write you a check for $1,200. Now, you tell me that you're smart and you got a degree after your name. I tell you, you need to learn how to count. Now, I'm just a crummy plumber, and I ain't too bright, and I don't have a degree, but I'm not brain dead. And by God, for you to participate in Social Security and think Social Security is a good deal, you got to be brain dead. Troops, boys and girls, brain dead, D-E-D, dead on arrival. Now, that's Social Security. Now, if you're going to the proposed Bush plan, you'll be able to invest about $11,000 a year, $12,000, and you can build up a nest egg of about $186,000 if you invest 5% compounded annually. That's all you rich people. And with the likely cutback of 10% in your Social Security check, you're going to lose $13,800 in government payoffs. So your loss is going to be $214,000 over the 45-year period instead of $386,000. While a person making such large sums of money is somewhat more likely to have financial training or access to someone who does, the odds of raising your annual yield from 5 to 10% needed to even make you break even with what your losses are under Social Security are almost impossible. So when Bush says to you professionals, we're going to let you have some of your money to invest, you'd be better off just to stay with the Social Security program the way it is. As bad as it is, you'd be better off with Social Security. So when the Democrats say that this privatization program is bad, they're not whistling Dixie through a straw hat. It's Social Security is a disaster which turns to catastrophic under the Bush program. I'd like to suggest the White Life Bill. I know it's crazy. I don't deny it. But I took my $141,000 and I went out and did something more constructive with it. And I didn't do it for 45 years. I only did it for about 20. And I did a hell of a lot better than I was going to do under Social Security, let me assure you. And I don't draw Social Security at all. And I don't even want it. So there's the Social Security numbers. And Social Security is the poorest damn excuse for a retirement program that anybody ever came up with. And it was Franklin D. Roosevelt, remember? Well, we're out of time, boys and girls. We'll be back next time talking about Social Security, and I'll tell you some more. If you think it's bad so far, you ain't seen nothing yet. You're listening to The Law Hour, an editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. If you'd like more information about the law school and The Law Hour, just go to the website, georgegordon.org. The Law School is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school that's open to individuals by prearrangement. The Law Hour brings you timely reports on law, science, education, politics, religion, news, and current events, and we do it 7 days a week. All of these Law Hour programs are archived on the internet by title and date, and Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. All right, I'm out of time. We've got to leave it right there. We'll see you back here tomorrow night, same time, same station, God willing, of course. So until then, good night, friends.